WSDS 979 to WSDE 688, go ahead.
This is WSDE 688. I just wanted to know, what time is your URI coming?
Between 12:30 and 1.
Really? That's what time my URI is coming as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, I'm not sure if we're going to get same drivers or different passengers, but yeah, do let me know by radio if you're on the URI.
Do let you know what? Sorry.
I should let me know if you're on the URI. So, yeah.
Yeah, will do. Discuss it with Leo. This is how it's going to go. But DeMonte and I, we're going to, I'm going to do the 1 minute message. You can do the pledge. We're going to talk, I'm going to talk about the game. You can talk about the sponsors and where the tickets are at.
Okay, we're going to do the pledge in the 1 minute message then. Okay, so, okay, I should have those on my Braille display then. I can bring my e-reader with me and sign it off no matter what. So yeah.
And we're gonna do that. So I'm gonna read the 1 minute message, and then DeMonte is gonna do the pledge.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I thought. I was going to do the pledge. Okay, so DeMonte's going to do the pledge, and you're going to do the 1 minute message then. Okay, all right. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, yep. By the way, am I coming in okay?
Yeah, so far you're coming in loud and clear.
I have a good hotspot, so I'm always keeping this hotspot. So I'll be coming in hopefully loud and clear for the radio.
Oh yeah, you are coming in absolutely loud and clear. Speaking of radios, I found something special about that AB button. You know that button on my Oceanado 5G that almost looks like a half triangular, sort of like a moon shaped crescent button on the sort of the upper left, right next to it, but below the speaker on the left side of the radio?
You mean right side of the screen, yeah. Yeah, that one single button.
Yeah, well, I found out what it does, and if you hold that AB button for 2 seconds, it toggles on and off auto scan. I can show that to you when we're sitting around in the library, so, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, quite interesting. I actually found that out on bytwowayradios.com's YouTube channel, actually, because I was looking up some stuff about can you auto-scan on Google, and I found a video of the programmable buttons and the features on bytwowayradios.com. YouTube channel, so it's like, hey, I didn't know that did that. Oh, so yeah, but the two buttons below that are programmable. Right below the push to talk are programmable ones. You can choose like three things by default. The first below the PGT is the radio button, and below that by default is the squelch button.
Yeah, I think that's me as well. There's a short press and there's a long press as well.
I'm not sure either, but yeah.
Well, it's pretty cool because, I mean, yeah, because you have your own FM radio on there.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I haven't cycled through the channels of the FM radio quite yet, but I think on channel 30, if you press it, I'm not sure if it goes in direct, but I think it goes to either Smile FM or Family Life Radio or K-Love, but yeah.
Nice, okay. Yeah, when you auto-scan, have you picked up anything?
No, not so far. I've picked up sort of static. I'm not sure if it's electronic interference or what, but I'm not sure.
Well, it's funny. With those midline radios, they did not like the echoes.
Yeah, well, besides that, the Midland has a bit 1.5 watts compared to this. It's amazing. I mean, yeah, I probably can pick up. I'm not sure how far this ocean radio will go up on how many miles, but yeah, I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, it's really cool, especially with the antenna you have.
Well, yeah, with the Nagoya antenna, yeah. I'm not sure if I'll get far, but I'm not sure how many miles that antenna can pick up, but yeah.
Yeah, are you going to, I'm assuming you're bringing that one too.
Bringing what? Just to be curious. Again, you're very staticky.
Sorry, that was my fault. I tilted the radio. Anyway, I suppose you're going to have that on your radio today.
Oh, the antenna. I'll definitely have the Nagoya antenna on. So yeah, I've always had that on. So yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll say I think I'm going to pack this up in my backpack, but I will contact you, actually, or you contact me, actually, when you get on your ID door.
Okay, did you also schedule a ride to go to the transfer for that meeting tomorrow? Did you schedule a ride?
Oh, good gosh, no. I'll have to see. I'll go talk about that. Thanks. I don't know if I'm gonna get a ride there or a your ride. So I'll go talk about that.
Yeah, I've got a ride. The lady on the phone was very confused because it was supposed to be 615 Harrison, but. I think it's 619. However, I think they have two entrance doors with the, I think one is 615 and 619, so I'm not sure if that was very confusing. But I was going to talk to Sheila about that, but I left a voicemail, but yeah.
Okay. Right. So, I guess I'll go talk to see if I'm going to arrive there for a new schedule one.
Yeah, that's fine. If you're going to get a ride by either your mom or dad, most likely your mom, but if you're going to book a ride with her, that would be fine, But if you were going to schedule a ride via your ride, I'd do it now. So, yeah.
Okay, then. Well, hey, I will see you in a little bit then. WSBE 688, clear.
All right, well, see you later. Just update me when you're on the URN and stuff like that. I'll catch you later. See ya. WSDS 979, clear.